At 6:06, it is mostly clear in 46, going to 67 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, speaking in Cushing, President Obama says increased drilling will not bring down gasoline prices anytime in the near future. And he says those suggesting otherwise are simply not paying attention.
If we're going to bring gas prices down once and for all, as opposed to just playing politics with it every single year, then what we're going to have to do is to develop every single source of energy that we've got, every new technology that can help us become more efficient.
In his Oklahoma stop, the president announced that he will speed up work on a pipeline from Cushing to the refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, Tulsa Congressman John Sullivan says he doesn't understand what the president is proposing. He says such a pipeline from Cushing to the Texas Gulf Coast does not require presidential approval.
That's going to be done by states, the Army Corps of Engineers, and Fish and Wildlife, and it's going to happen in spite of the president.
He made the comments on the Fox News channel. He says the entire XL pipeline needs the president's approval because it crosses an international border. The latest this morning on American Airlines bankruptcy, the airline says that it will ask a bankruptcy judge to nullify all union contracts. American is Tulsa's largest employer, and most of its workers belong to the Transport Workers Union. Some news this morning from the country's largest Native American tribe.
The Cherokee Nation Businesses, that's the tribally owned holding company for the Cherokee Nation, has quite a few new faces on its board. So it's hiring management advisory firm KPMG to come in and take a look at how it's running.
When you have that many new faces, part of the due diligence is making sure that you're coming into a house that is properly in order. Not to say it wasn't, but wanted to have an outsider's opinion, just to come in, look at everything, make sure that, okay, we think it's okay, but we want to make sure that somebody who really knows their stuff says it's okay as well.
That's Lindsay Crable-Burton, spokeswoman for the Cherokee Nation. She says the CNB will spend between $200,000 and $250,000 on the internal controls and risk assessment. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Whole Foods is recalling the mini chocolate chip cookies it sells in Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas because it discovered the product has nuts, even though it's not labeled as such. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the legislative session is half over as lawmakers head into the home stretch. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman of Sepulpa is not optimistic for an early adjournment.
We've got the tax plan that we need to kind of get that resolved and kind of know where we are before we start talking on the budget and a couple other issues that tie into the budget that we need to get resolved before we can dig down and start putting that together. So right now, I said realistically, we'll probably be here until the end of May.
Just 3 weeks after adjournment, there are primary elections, and he knows many lawmakers want to get out of session early so they can campaign for re-election. Almost two dozen shell casings were found following a shootout at lunchtime yesterday in South Tulsa. It happened at the Wedgewood Apartments near 61st and South Peoria when two groups of men got into an argument. One was killed, one was hospitalized, and one this morning is in police custody. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, a 30% chance of rain and a high of 67. It's going to be mostly clear tonight, cool, down to 46 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and very pleasant, a high of 76. Sunday, look for sunshine and 81. Monday, more sunshine, a little warmer even, a high of 83. And on Tuesday, a slight chance of some rain and a high of 80. National Weather Service radar showing a few sprinkles to the east of Tulsa. Right now, it is mostly clear in 46. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.